It's that time again. We are still on the subject of breaking down your 2026 planning goals and the three things that you need to do to have success. Now, I know, I hear you. We talked about this in the last podcast and we had four reframes that you needed to visit. And I hope that you listened to that last podcast. Go back and listen to that last episode if you didn't. But I have to tell you, the more I thought about it and the more I started to plan my 2026, and the more I started to work with clients on coaching, I just really want to impress upon you how important it is for you to just make this one little shift and show up with more intention. And by that, I mean a goal, a destination, a real focused energy to make the thing happen in 2026. We are going to set a 2026 plan. And this year, we're actually going to follow it. Now, if you're new to this podcast, hello, welcome. My name is Genevieve Scorey. I'm a former C-suite sales executive of a $350 million brand with thousands of independent sales reps. And I have over several decades been in charge of sales and enablement, training, and coaching. I'm a speaker, and I'm here to tell you it's very important that you catch the signals of success and just ride that wave. So if this is your first episode, welcome. And if it's your first episode, go back and listen to the last podcast because that sets this podcast up. Now, I will give you a quick rundown of the four things that we talked about in the last podcast because those things still apply. And the first thing is, hey, you got to be setting some day-to-day winning goals. A lot of women set up their goals so that they can't win on a daily basis. Their goals are based on the future and so far into the future that you forget what you're working for when you are in the trenches. We also talked about, hey, upgrade you instead of downgrading your dreams. A lot of goals don't consider who you need to become, what you need to be working toward as part of your planning. And you don't have to downgrade your dreams. As a matter of fact, I'd never recommend downgrading your dreams. You might have to create a slightly longer timeline. You might have to commit a little more in terms of what you're willing to do in the course of the year. But I'm telling you, honestly and truly, 9 times out of 10, it's a clarity thing for women. And if you can clarify where you want to go and clarify how you're going to get there, you can scale yourself up instead of downgrading your dreams. And then number three, we talked about you got to let go of things, girl, friend, new person. You can't, it's kind of like, you can't keep buying new clothes. Because I'm a shopper. You can't keep buying new clothes without emptying the closet of the things that you no longer need or want or are in fashion. The same is true with your business. There's just so much of your business and so much in, you can't carry everything from decade to decade, year to year, sometimes even quarter to quarter. And you want to create a bit of a system where you're asking yourself, you're doing inventory. What's working? Let's keep that. What's not working? Let's stop doing that. So big, important part of the equation. Go back and listen to the podcast. And then number four, and I mean this in all sincerity, and I hate talking about whys because I think it's become this very cliche sort of thing for women. And it's like, oh, you know, I need to rescue my husband from his job and I need my kids to go to ballet lessons or competitive dance. Whew, that's an expense, right? But the truth is, your why is really more deeply rooted in your emotions. And most people don't actually get a why that is grounded in who they are now and where they want to go and the identity that they need to create to have the life they're looking for. So it's not just, I need to make money and stay home with my kids. It's more like, you know what? I'm so tired of not being seen at work, or you know what? I'm so tired of having to jump through hoops to create an impact. Or it might be, you know what? I just am exhausted by having to put effort into something that isn't mine. I want something that I'm going to build for me and that is going to benefit my family for generations to come. See, that's like a slightly different why than just like, I want to get out of my job. One is going to keep me super, super focused. One is going to keep me super connected. If your why isn't connected to your day-to-day activities, it's going to be really, really hard for you to want to show up every day. All right. So that was the last podcast. And you are saying to yourself, self, what possible other gold nuggets do you have to add? And I will tell you, we have some good ones. So pull up your notebook and let's get to it. You know, I got to start with a story. So this particular holiday, I was actually out looking on the gram because I love Instagram. And I was there scrolling and I happened to see a person talk about how they decorate their artificial Christmas tree, wait for it, one layer at a time, one layer at a time. So what I typically do is I put the tree together, I put all the little layers on, and then I got to get in there and get my hands all scratched out and all of the thing while I am trying to separate the branches and get the lights to all work and then try to figure out why the lights on the top are working and the lights in the bottom are not working, contorting myself to get things where they need to go. And I looked at this new plan and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I have been decorating Christmas trees for decades the wrong way. Do I still get to decorate a tree? Yes. Do I still enjoy it at the end? Yes. Did I hate the process while doing it? 100%. That's kind of business, y'all. If what you're being taught year after year is a strategy that actually hurts as you're putting it together, there's going to be a point in time that you say to yourself, you know what, I'm going to do less. And I will tell you, I did start to do less. I started to put less ornaments on the tree. I mean, I saw somebody this week post about, and I was like, girl, I've been there for years, where I'm like, you know what? White lights are enough. Let's just do lights. I'm good with just lights because I couldn't deal with the struggle. This brings me to shift number one when you are planning your 2026 strategies. You've got to come to grips with the difference between struggling and growing. I want so many women to understand you're struggling needlessly and you're really not growing because you don't have a supportive strategy. You don't have supportive systems. So here's the difference. Struggle is costly. It drains your time. It drains your energy. It drains your creativity. And struggle typically results in backward revenue. So you can go backward a little, but still be on an upward trend from year to year. But when the business is on a downward trend, like year after year, your business is losing stature, losing revenue, losing sales, whatever, you're struggling. You are not growing. So what happens when you grow is you will see little signs of improvement. It may not be huge improvement, but you'll see little signs of improvement. Now, strugglers tell themselves, this is how it is. This is how it works. And I'll tell you this, a lot of times you strugglers, you've partnered with other strugglers. So you think this is normal. But there's a whole group of people out there passing us all up because we're on the struggle bus with a bunch of other people that look around and think that that's normal. Is it okay to tell you that? Because I really want you to have a powerful and impactful 2026. Growth, on the other hand, feels stretchy. It feels like uncertainty. It feels a little uncomfortable, but it's productive. Growth is going to move you forward. You're going to feel like, you know what? It may not be where I want it to be, but I feel like, and I can measure some progress. So you've got to ask yourself, am I feeling discomfort that is growing, or am I feeling discomfort that's a sign of struggle and keeping me stuck? So What I want to encourage you to do is be really honest. Am I struggling or am I growing? When you look at your 2026 plan from that framework, everything changes. Okay, the second thing you need to watch out for is comparison and its close friend scarcity. So I will tell you one of my favorite things about being in business with powerful, successful women is there is no competition. Like, there really is no competition. Everybody is rooting for everybody. Everybody understands I can learn something from you. And I will tell you, they are focused on themselves and their customers. They are focused on where they want to go. They understand that their unique selling DNA attracts the right people to them, and that you and I sitting in the same circle means we can all grow together. And again, going back to this past weekend and, Cyber Monday and Black Friday, you know what I didn't see? I didn't see businesses competing with other stores. Like, I didn't even see people mentioning other stores. I didn't see anybody say, you know what? You want to come to my store because we've got this and our competitors don't. Everyone who is really focused on their own goals and their own success understand that people who you are looking for, if you're really clear, are also the people who are out there looking for you. There is enough for everyone. The minute you start to say, oh my gosh, I can't succeed if this person succeeds, scarcity, comparison. The minute you start to look at somebody else's growth and think like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure because they have, maybe they've started a few years later than you did. And you think I should be there by now. Again, comparison. Well, I'm going to invite you to check out the Sales Confidence Studio, where we really lean into this idea that who you are is more important than anything else. And it is your competitive advantage. But let me tell you this. You can't plan a marketing campaign. You can't plan your social media. You can't plan what you're going to say, how you're going to show up, where you're going to be. If you don't understand really what you bring to the table, that is your competitive advantage. You also need to understand that who you are is going to determine who you attract. And like, you got to lean into that and know that we're all uniquely and wonderfully made. But like, Sally's customers are going to dig Sally. Do you know what I'm saying? They're going to dig Sally. So you and Sally can have lunch together. You and Sally can actually have brainstorming sessions together. You and Sally can both succeed because your customers are going to be attracted to you and Sally's customers are going to be attracted to Sally. As long as you are focused on developing relationships and really leaning into loving your customers, loving your business partners, loving the people that you work with, you don't have to worry about competition because I'm here to tell you, no one's out there doing it like you. So make sure in your planning, you're not planning your strategy around what someone else is doing or isn't doing. Make it authentic to you, because when it aligns with who you are, remember, your brain likes same. Your brain likes same. So when you're acting in alignment with who your brain thinks you are, you'll go further faster. The minute you start comparing is where things get pushy. It's where things get weird. And it's when it feels super, super tough. Okay. Too many times people are pushing, hustling, driving, and it's like, go, 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 go. And you're not like, it's kind of like being in a car race and not taking inventory of the vehicle. So you've got to pull the car into the pit stop. You've got to bring yourself back around and you've got to do the inventory. You've got to ask yourself, where's the tread wearing down? Like, where's my thinking growing weak? Where am I losing confidence? What is causing that to happen? And then you want to ask yourself, okay, if I could sharpen one thing that would have the most impact on my business. And I mean sharpen as in you, as in your identity. What do I need to be thinking? Who do I need to be showing up as? What one thing can I do better this year that would bring me better results? And I have to tell you, speaking from personal experience, like for me, it's fear. I am working on, I'm doing a fear detox. I am really trying to notice when I feel fearful, how to recenter myself and how to, I can get back into work that brings me joy, because you can't feel joy and fear at the same time. And I'm really working toward like, hey, this isn't fear. This is actually growth. This isn't fear. This is exciting. I'm peeling away the parts of me that don't support the business that I want in 2026. So here's your homework. You've got to sit down and ask yourself, why do I want the things I want? What does that translate into in terms of business? Put a number around it. And then ask yourself, how many hours a week am I willing to work on my business? And I can't tell you, so many of you are sitting on gold mines. You're sitting on gold mines, but you don't show up enough to do the work to actually see the growth, because there's this misconception out there that you don't have to do a lot to get these really exorbitant incomes. And the truth is that's not true. It does require work. You should enjoy the work. You should want to do the work, but you should be able to tell yourself, self, you know what? I'm going to show up for my business. Is it 10 hours a week? Is it 20 hours a week? I mean, it can't be two. It just can't be two if you want something more than a hobby. So I want you to break things down. And every time you start to feel yourself get a little bit anxious, I want you to stop and notice, is this growth or is this struggle? Is this struggle? If it's struggle, let's look at it. Let's figure out what part of what I'm doing doesn't align with who I am, and take those things out. You're going to feel so much better. I'm here to tell you, you can have impact and income and have calm confidence. I've done it. I'm still a recovering hustler. I'm not going to lie. I still get distracted by like, ooh, something hustling and shiny over there. I should do it. But the truth is, at the end of the day, it feels good to sit down for 10 minutes and actually enjoy the taste of your coffee without figuring out what your next course of action is in the moment. It's great to drink my coffee and not do emails at the same time. You know, think about showing up and enjoying your life in the moment and showing up in a way that supports your business instead of the other way around. I'm so excited that you were here for this podcast. If this kind of conversation just resonates with you, I'd like to invite you to where me and my friends are hanging out. I started something called the Sales Confidence Studio. It's kind of like an exclusive girlfriend club for entrepreneurs. It's part masterclass, it's part coaching, it's part community, it's part co-working virtually, and it's a lot of fun and social support. So if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, I will put that link in the show notes. I'm going to gift you a free 7-day trial and hope that you get in there and start the 7-day, I say detox, but it's really a transformation. But I think there's things we need to unlearn so that we have a fabulous 2026. Don't let this year be another year of spinning. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being here.